Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner. She's the president of the Galen Institute. That's galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. The co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. We're talking about the chickens coming home to roost on Obamacare. Folks, just from my perspective, not even an expert like Grace Marie in this topic, but if I could see that Obamacare, Grace Marie, that was not about reform, that it was only about aggregating power, that there were so many lies told about it, deficit reduction plan, I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? And then to talk about how it was going to help all these people, now we're seeing that so many of the people who were supposedly it was going to help, they're actually, now that as when this thing gets implemented, they're going to be hurt. We just talked about some of the unions and union members, their families, in the last segment. But Grace Marie, a lot of lower wage people who were just trying to get to the full-time status in a number of industries, they're going to be kicked back down to part-time, aren't they?
I think it's virtually criminal, because one of the provisions in the law, I mean, you've got to wade through this unbelievably complex thicket of regulation. But one of the provisions says that if you do not have, if your workers are part-time, then a company is not subject to a fine or penalty for not providing them health insurance. Mm-hmm. And so what does that give an employer incentive to do? They would have thought they thought that through. That means that you can take your employees that were full-time and put them on part-time, which this law means a full-time job to them, by the way, is 30 hours a week.
Right.
Tell that to any small business owner, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if they have employees at fewer than 30 hours a week, then they're considered part-time, and the employer's not subject to a fine for not providing
and
them health insurance.
And even part-timers who occasionally are able to get overtime, you know, get extra hours, they won't be able to get those now. These people
exactly
are going to have to
right.
go get. They're going to have to go get second jobs.
A second job. That's right. And in fact, many employers are reducing their hours to 25 hours a week
just to make sure,
because they want to give themselves
margin
of income. Somebody has
margin
to stay over.
Right.
And what you know, then we look at the unemployment rate now up to 7.9%, and people are
yep.
saying, "Well, why is this happening?" Well, it's because employers are scared to death to add that 50th employee that subjects them to the fine, or to add that extra full-time employee, because it's going to cost them thousands and thousands of dollars
right.
in addition to their salary.
You know, Grace Marie, I wrote an article about this a few weeks ago, and what I said was, one of the things I said was, small business owners want to grow, and they want to hire, but today they don't have to, because they have other options. They can outsource, they can get technology, they can do a number of things to prevent them from hiring just to grow. And so far, hiring more employees or however they want to adjust their employee roles is not a mandate. But Grace Marie, I'm going to predict that if this starts becoming something that undermines the strength of the sustainability of Obamacare, I'm going to predict that Obama is going to do something to try to prevent small business owners, especially, from making those decisions on their own.
I think that's right. I think what they'll do is wind up adding up all the employees, dividing by the number of hours, and then deciding how many full-time employees you have, not counting the number of people, but counting the number of hours and dividing it by 30 or 40, probably 30. And so you're going to wind up, even if employees who restructure their workforces could still be subject to these fines and penalties. I think that's right. And, of course, the Obama administration is never going to acknowledge the fact that employers are scared to death to hire, and that is one of the reasons that unemployment stays so high.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, unemployment is not just the same level that it was when Obama came to office. It's worse, because when he came into office, the U6 rating was not 15%. The real rate of people who were, you know, were out of work and had quit looking for work and converted to other methods. Unemployment is worse than it was 4 years ago.
That's right. So when we have 7.9% unemployment and it continues to go up and GDP is going down,
right,
and you're telling us the economy is getting better, and so many people have simply given up looking for jobs, how on earth is this helpful? Art Laffer was on Kudlow also last night, and he said that we are in a major contraction of our economy. It is shrinking.
Well, we know the fourth quarter was a half point down. I mean, that's when you let me tell you something, folks. I've worked through seven recessions. My first one was '69, and I'm trying to remember, Grace Marie, when we had a one quarter contraction all by itself in the middle there somewhere.
Just right.
I can't remember when that happened. All, you know, one quarter by itself.
Yeah, well, and I think the fact that the new unemployment numbers show that unemployment is rising indicates that we are headed for a second recession, as so many economists warned. If
yep.
the tax rates were to be raised as they were on the job creators, for heaven's sake,
yep.
especially small businesses who pay their taxes on a Schedule C, and they're subject to these new higher Obamacare taxes and the higher income taxes in the fiscal cliff deal.
Right.
What's going to happen? They don't have the money to create the jobs, and we see it already.
This economy is 100% stamped by Barack Obama. President Obama, you are the reason. Your policies, your attitude toward business, toward entrepreneurs, toward successful people, you are the reason why the economy is the way it is right now, 100%. Until right back with Grace Marie Turner. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.